A Walk in the Woods, Justin. I was puzzled. Why was this old woman making such a fuss about an old copse which was of no use to anybody? She had written letters to the local paper, even to a national, protesting about a projected bypass to her village, and, looking at a map, the route was nowhere near where she lived, and it wasn't as if the area was attractive. I was more than puzzled. I was intrigued. The inquiry into the route of the new bypass to the village was due to take place shortly, and I wanted to know what it was that motivated her. So it was that I found myself knocking on a cottage door, being received by Mary Smith, and then being taken for a walk to the woods. "I've always loved this place," she said. "It has a lot of memories for me, and for others. We all used it. They called it Lover's Lane. It's not much of a lane, and it doesn't go anywhere important, but that's why we all came here. To be away from people, to be by ourselves," she added. It was indeed pleasant that day, and the songs of many birds could be heard. Squirrels gazed from the branches, quite bold in their movements. Obviously few people passed this way, and they had nothing to fear. I could imagine the noise of vehicles passing through these peaceful woods when the bypass was built, so I felt that she probably had something there, but as I hold strong opinions about the needs of the community overriding the opinions of private individuals, I said nothing. The village was quite a dangerous place, because of the traffic, especially for old people and children. Their safety was more important to me than an old woman's whims. "Take this tree," she said, pausing after a short while. "To you it is just that, a tree, not unlike many others here." She gently touched the bark. "Look here, under this branch. What can you see?" "It looks as if someone has done a bit of carving with a knife," I said, after a cursory inspection. "Yes, that's what it is," she said softly. "There are letters and a lover's heart." I looked again, this time more carefully. The heart was still there, and there was a suggestion of an arrow through it.